morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, one more day of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You and I were working out the gym of our mind, so to speak, building that muscle, our mind, so we can control our thoughts, our actions, our moods, all right? The way we're feeling, the way we take action in the positive direction, when we don't do the things we know we're not supposed to do, all working towards those plans, those dreams, that vision, those achievements, those feelings, those emotions that we've taken the time to identify, and we've refined them by just thinking about it for 30 minutes a day by you creating this daily discipline of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. I am Skip LaCour, your mental toughness conditioning coach. Thank you so much for putting your trust in me and creating this discipline for yourself. It is a discipline now, right? It is a habit. You know, this is the stuff that is going to help you, whether you feel it right away or not. Discipline sometimes is doing something because you know it's for the greater good. Whether it feels good now, whether you feel the immediate gratification and see the immediate rewards, you do it anyway. When you feel like it, you're enthusiastic. When you don't feel like it, you do it anyway. And all those shades of gray in between, it's a discipline. You know it's good for you, do it anyway. So I know this is a discipline for you now. What time do you download this podcast? What time do you listen to it? What is your physical body doing? What have you gotten the habit of doing? Are you moving around? Are you doing it during your workout or that walk, that brisk walk? Are you moving around so you can absorb it a little bit more like I suggested that you do as you go through this just simple half hour? I'm going to do all the pushing. You need to push yourself to just think thoughts. All right, you don't even need to move around. I am the one who is stimulating all the thought, poking and prodding it. And again, thank you so much for having enough faith in me to let me poke and prod in your thoughts and your mind and your emotions. I will not let you down. This is for the greater good. It's to help you. And congratulations to you for recognizing this and making it a part of your life. And while you download this at the same time every single day, while you listen to this at the same time, generally every single day, while you're moving around, while you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast every day, I'm going to ask you, what state are you in right now? How close are you to a level 10 mentally and emotionally, enthusiastically, that you are living in a state of anticipation? I love this stuff. This stuff is going to help me whether I realize it or not. How can it not? It makes me feel more powerful and control. It makes me face all of those areas of my life that I push away, that I don't even think about for weeks, if not months. And I know I need to think about it. Skip pushes me in the right direction. And sometimes it doesn't feel good, but I know it's the best thing for me. Right? This is awesome stuff. That's a level 10. You can't wait because you know it's power. You can actually see it. You can feel it, what this is doing for your life. And how you stack that up day after day after day, by the time we're up to podcast number 250, you're unstoppable, right? You see it, you feel it, you know it, you believe it with absolute certainty while you're listening to this podcast. That's a level 10, right? How close are you to that level 10 right now? Stop. Stop for a moment right now and just feel it in your body. And this doesn't have to be exact science. Well, how do I know? I think I'm at a 6.37. No, just you're at a 6. You're at a 7. Right, and I want to explain that. That's what I want to talk about during this podcast. And what stimulated this, me elaborating on this concept a little bit more, is with one of my coaching clients, my Monday night coaching client. You know, we start off each session. I debrief them for the week. And what I expect of my clients, the people who I help, those men and women who are really determined to take their life to the next level, they tell me what areas of a life that they want to focus on most, at least their level of understanding, their insight. Now, you know, I ask them questions. I don't tell them what to do, but I make them really think about their life. And sometimes just thinking about it alone makes them break it down, and they get closer and closer to really focusing on what they really want, not running away from what they don't want. They get clear on what that real result is that they want, the overriding thing and not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich along the way. It's the real deal. It's a Thanksgiving dinner. And so what I expect is that what we've been talking about, what they've been focusing on all week long, the coaching session should be going on 24/7, 365. All right, you're going through life. I always tell you that life is always teaching you lessons. Are you noticing the lessons? Are you listening to them? Are you paying attention? And then are you applying them to your life? Because you want to succeed so bad, you can see a lesson in everything. Not just when it's Morning Connection podcast time. You see it in the gym. You create analogies. Oh, this reminds me of this. Oh, I got to the gym. I didn't feel like it. But man, once I got there, I just pushed through. Wow, isn't that a great analogy for life? Next time I'm off the job or I'm with my wife or my girlfriend and, you know, it's an important moment. I need to push through even though I don't feel like it, right? Life is always teaching you lessons. Again, are you paying attention? And then are you open? Is there any way that you can be open to where this can benefit you? You're open and honest because you want to succeed so bad, you're willing to poke and prod at yourself, right? So for the first 10 minutes, I expect them just say, yeah, Skip, I couldn't wait to talk to you this week. Couldn't wait till our time, our session, right? Because this is, and so I'll say, all right, in the context of everything that we've been talking about, right, your man formation, how was your week? And then tell me why it was that way. And so I expect them for the first 10 minutes just say, okay, you know what? Remember we talked about this. I saw it. Man, Wednesday, you know, I was talking to my wife. Or I was talking to my girlfriend. I saw it there. You know, one thing I realized, there's three guys at my job that have the same challenge. And I looked at how they weren't handling. And I think, man, am I kidding myself too? Man, just watching that, just noticing that in other people just really, you know, made me immediately make changes. I'm done with that. Now it's just about doing it every single day. Hey, I listen to every single podcast, Morning Connection podcast, and it stimulated thoughts. So I've got some questions for you. All right. You stimulated a lot of thought that's going on in my life in particular. All right. I realize, you know what? I don't really want this. Like I said, when I first started our sessions, right? I thought that was so important. Now I'm realizing that was just a quick fix for some feelings and emotions. What I really want is this. And you know what? I can feel it, Skip, right? Or, man, I'm having some self-doubt. Sometimes I make these big goals and dreams and plans, Skip, and I feel it, that it's really going to happen. But there's a lot of times, who am I kidding, right? I go through those ups and downs, right? And then before you know it, man, I'm back on track, and I'm really excited again. I noticed the waves. I noticed that gap time you talked about in the other podcast. All right, boom, 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 right? It's like they just can't, it should, when we condition this right, they just can't wait to talk to me and debrief, to get it all out. Because it's not just the session with me every single week, right? It's life all the time. We just focus on it for 6 months straight or for 12 months straight. And then I guide, I coach, I poke, I prod, I redirect their thoughts to make sure they're thinking in the same manner. We come up with an effective plan of attack, right? And so what I want to talk about today really was stimulated from a coaching session last night. And this type of information is really powerful. There's no doubt about it. I talk about it all the time. I feel so privileged that I was pointing in this direction so many years ago when I was 21 years old. I know it changed the course of my life. I talk about going to a Zig Ziglar seminar and becoming a big Zig Ziglar fan. This stuff, wow. I am telling you, that's what I need at the time to start controlling my thoughts and my actions, having that attitude. And I have the privilege of talking to you right now, having you put your faith and trust and listen to me because of a series of events that was started right then. You know, then I worked my way up the ladder of the grocery store. Then I said, I can do better than this. I chased my dreams as a bodybuilder. And then I said, you know, I can keep on going. I know I can do it drug-free. Maybe not as big as those other guys, but I can make an impact. And maybe it's not just with my body. I can do it with my writing and coaching and skills and maybe integrate all this mind stuff into my writing. And I can create a life and travel around the world and touch people's lives. And then I said, wow, you know, I can do more than this. Maybe it's the connection with myself and other people, and I create the Manformation program. Not just created, I lived it, and I saw all the benefits of how to become influential and persuasive, right? And then I said, wow, you know, I need to start using all these talents, my grocery store experience, my bodybuilding experience, my teaching experience, my personal development experience, and really create something I planned a long time. And it's time to step up, and I create a Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding sports nutrition line, while I continue to really passionately go after that. My vision is to help you become your very best, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Have all the greatest things in life and have it in a lot shorter time period, a lot earlier in life than I did, to get it a lot sooner than I did and more joyfully and elegantly than I did, right? That's my vision. And I get up every single morning with that in mind, right? So there's no doubt about it that this stuff has helped me, and I want you to go on this magnificent ride that I have gone on too. And again, I want you to do it more elegantly, more effectively, more joyfully. I want you to experience it sooner in life than I have. And if, you know, you consider yourself not a spring chicken, you're a little bit older, let's just make every single day in front of you the best that it can. Right? So there's no doubt about this, that this stuff is powerful. No doubt about it. But I want to talk about, you know, Zig Ziglar and that influence that he had. I remember one thing that he said, one of his quotes is that you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. Man, I took that to heart. And I always looked for other ways to help other people. Do a Google search. See all the hundreds and hundreds of articles and pictures and tips and everything to this day with this Morning Connection podcast, right? And you can go to my YouTube channel. You can go to manformation.com. You can go to skiplacour.com, facebook.com/skiplacour page. It's everywhere. If you can get everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. How could Zig be wrong? That's so awesome, so powerful, isn't it? Right? That's where this information can just be so helpful. Right? I would say that I put that into my psyche, my consciousness, and it manifested with everything I do. I look back over these years because that wasn't planted. That was my interpretation of what he said. All right. The challenge is, over time, I realized that I only had a partial understanding. Now, Zig isn't around anymore, and I don't know if there was such thing as one-on-one coaching, right? But that was my interpretation of what he said. And you might be saying, well, what's wrong with that? You seem to have gotten it right, and look what it's done for you. Yeah, but. See, the thing about it, and I talk about it with all the people who I coach who are in the, just say the fitness world. They see what I've done. They have this passion for fitness and helping other people. You know, they love it. They're a physical example, and they come to me for strategies and coaching on how to, you know, create a career like I did. Instead of working at the 9-to-5 job, noble pursuit, yeah, and they're heavy on helping other people, but they box themselves in. They leave themselves short. They don't try to create win-win situations. It's too lopsided on helping other people. And I've seen this so many times over the years where, you know, they burn out. They gave it all away for free. They get bitter. And then they're doing something else because they didn't set up the game right. It's not about just helping other people. You know, I'm starting this Mass Machine team, right? And I said, hey, if you're passionate, you're hungry, you don't need to be a dedicated bodybuilder, a competitor. That's not important. It's not important, right? I just want someone who's honest, passionate, who could give me some input. I can call you on the phone, right? I can call you on the phone and get your input, right? If that sounds interesting to you. You love my stuff, and it's not just about bodybuilding training. It's about Manformation. Everything I'm doing, I want to connect with you. I want your opinions to make the best product, the best value ever, right? Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. So right when I put that out, you know, the very first person who called goes, you know, Skip, you know, helping other people. I do stuff for free all the time. They don't have to pay me. I go way out of my way because I'm Christian. That was the very first call that I have on this dedicated toll-free number. So it doesn't surprise me at all in this whole fitness industry. Bad strategy right from the beginning. Not helping other people, but getting so much power out of asking for nothing. And even tying it to his religious beliefs. If you believe that's what a Christian would do, just give, 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 and not expect to create a win-win situation, tell you, you're going to run into problems, right? You may not know you're going to run into problems until you're finally, you're just fed up. That may be 5 months, 5 years, 10 years from now. But trust me, that is going to happen. Right? You got to be able to create a win-win situation right from the beginning. And that's what I didn't really understand about you can help, you can get everything you want if you help other people get what they want. The broadcasting, the motivational, you know, this peak performance stuff, you know, when you read it in a general format, like listening to this podcast, or you're reading a great motivational book or reading a motivational quote from social media, right, going to a live seminar, it only goes so far because that's you with all your thoughts and your beliefs and your rules that have served you well. But there, some of those thoughts, rules, and beliefs that you created aren't necessarily reality. It's your reality. And just like it's helped you become the great person that you are right now, it's been successful to a certain level. It's also the reason why you are listening to this stuff, because you know you can take it to a higher level, and those thoughts, those beliefs, those rules that you've created, your interpretation of what's going on isn't serving you, but how do you know? So with that mindset, again, the same mindset that has helped you succeed to a certain level is the same one that may be holding you back. And that's why listening to a podcast like this, me poking and prodding, just makes you reexamine some thoughts that you've taken for granted as the right way of thinking. It may not be serving you to get to the level that you want. All right? And so that's your mindset listening to this motivational material. It may not be enough, right? See, I don't know what the past would have been like, but if I was able to get one-on-one coaching with Zig, hey, Zig, I'm living, I would be talking to him and I'd say, hey, yeah, I'm creating all these things and, you know, I just really live by the code of I can get everything in life if I just help enough other people get what they want. And I've been living that every single day, Zig. And, you know, people are loving what I'm doing. I know I'm creating their changes. I'm getting better and better at helping other people. And if you were to ask me, well, are you having the love, the connection, the thoughts, the experience, the level of success that you really want, Skip? If he stopped and just made me think about that, right, I would have said, well, kind of. Well, is it? Okay, if the pie 50-50, how would you say that? I go, well, I would say it's probably, Zig, 80% I'm giving more away than I'm getting back. And then he might have said, well, are you happy with that? Is there a better way to balance that out? And I might ask him a question. Well, you know, my way of thinking is that if I just keep on giving, I'm going through gap time, so to speak. So it's going to eventually pay off. He could have set me straight right then. And again, I'm just assuming what he would say if I was in that position. No, that's not exactly right. If a strategy isn't working to some level at the beginning, you have to really think about if that's gap time or it's a bad, not quite as effective as you would want strategy. And he might tell me, like I use in that fitness, that you don't get power from giving everything away, using all your time and energy and robbing yourself, not having, you know, giving that energy on yourself, investing in yourself, that energy with your family, your kids, can do a lot more for you getting to that lifestyle, those feelings, those emotions that you really want more than just giving, giving, giving to people who may have not even asked for it or may have not be ready to step up to do something with it. It could be a whole lot of wasted energy. And again, I see this all the time in the fitness world. The bottom line is what I'm saying is I had really good intentions. I listened to a great message. I made it a part of who I am, but I didn't understand it fully, but I couldn't check back in with them. Nobody checked that thought process. And so I went on with that belief, not that it's wrong, but not that I understood it fully. Right? And I went my whole big portion of my life not understanding it fully. That's why I'm telling you, you know, this one-on-one coaching, you know, you've listened to me enough. This is Morning Connection Podcast 150. You know what I'm about. You know, you're sitting on the fence. Hey, is this type of coaching? I know it can help me because I know how much I can get out of this. when you're ready to take it to the next level and be most effective and efficient. If you, again, my job, my vision is to help you do it better than me, to get to a level that I'm at and higher sooner in life and more elegantly, more efficiently, more joyfully. One thing I could say is this is a great start. You know, getting it, you know, having me talk to you on a weekly basis to get it figured out exactly, to poke and prod with someone who's skilled, someone who believes in you, someone who's there for you, it'll tell you it's the best investment of your time and your resources to do it that way. I wish I could have talked to Ziggy. Not understanding that concept that I adopted, that he said fully, really, it cost me a lot of money. It cost me a lot of time and emotions. And as I look into my little girl's eyes, that connection, man, I think it, not understanding it fully has, you know, put off. I mean, I'm glad to be at this place. There's nothing I can do about the time that I've wasted. And again, I tell you, sometimes I'm always talking about my pain because I want to help you avoid the pain, things that I've done wrong. But yeah, obviously, I've done a lot of things well. I've achieved a lot of victories, a lot of great times, and hopefully I'm not emphasizing those enough. I think those speak for themselves, right? Just by the tone of my voice, how excited I am. How can I do this if I don't have a level of success and I've experienced these things that I want for you, right? So I just really think that I know that if I could have got the direct interpretation, not from my own thoughts and beliefs, you know, with a little bit of help, that it could have made things a lot easier. It could have saved me money. Whatever money I would have invested or time, I would have saved so much money and time. All right, so this is the time. You listen to me. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. See if this coaching is for you. I know that it is. And you know what? We'll send me an email. We'll spend. I'll give you a session just to see if you're a good fit for this and, you know, my style. And if it's a good fit for you, we'll talk half hour or so on the phone, helping you get a clear vision of what you really want. If you're finding this helpful, send me that email. Step up. You've listened to this enough. Take charge. skip@skiplacour.com. Now, let me get back to the message that I'm talking about. So it's about the mental state that you're in. I talk about that all the time, you know, to get you to just think about it as you're listening to this podcast so you get more and more out of it. So you build emotional muscle, mental muscle. It gets stronger and stronger with every podcast that you listen to. But you got to push yourself during every podcast, right? And what mental and emotional state am I in at the particular moment? And so we started the conversation. He said, yeah, okay, so I've been conscious of it. You know, I heard what you said. You don't have to be a 10, you know, at all the time. And I noticed I'm not a 10 all the time. And then he was going to go on to the next subject. That was just like a pre-frame to what he was saying. And I had to stop him right then to clarify what I mean by that. What's the purpose of you identifying what mental and emotional state you are in at the moment, right? It's not just to... Let me tell you what it's designed not to do. It's not to just forgive yourself. You're feeling down. You're not at your best. No, you know, Skip knows. You know, he knows what he's talking about. He's been through all this. He's helped so many people. He's saying it's okay to feel this way sometimes. So, okay, feeling a 6. I'm okay with that because Skip says it's okay. It's not to give you permission to stay in that state. It's not, if you're in a 6, I'm not giving you permission to stay there. That's not what it's designed to do, all right? To allow you to be anything less than the best you can be at that particular moment, all right? It's like, you know, if someone lives by belief, we talk about rules that are implanted in you, and you believe that you should be happy. You should be happy. You pride yourself on being happy, right? And you think that you got to look at the best things in life and you know, being happy, happy, happy all the time is something you believe you should have. Well, you know what? If you're putting enough pressure on yourself in life, if you're really asking for more and challenging yourself, it's like working out. If you're always comfortable, right, then maybe you're not pushing yourself as much as you should. If you're always happy, you're not having that, you know, comfortable wanting for more, that manageable angst. You're not getting the most out of yourself. Sometimes when you just can't stand where you are, when you're not so happy, right? That's when you work. You get up an hour earlier in the morning. You do something creative. You push yourself to do something you wouldn't normally do. When you're fat and you hate what you look like in the mirror, you're not happy. You do something about it. You don't just convince yourself that you're happy. There's a lot of people who are convincing themselves. Maybe you, I can identify this. Maybe you can do in some area of your life. You convince yourself that you're happy because you know you have a lot of things to be grateful for. You should be happy, right? And you find out later, why did I even settle for this? Man, I just wasted 6 months, if not 6 years, living in this place with this relationship, with this body, with this job, with this bank account. Why did I convince myself that I was happy? I'm not happy. Now all I did is waste time. Now it's time to do something about it. See, if you live by the code that it's okay, that you should make yourself be happy, you'll start bullshitting yourself. You'll do, your mind will see your situations and spin it in a way to tell yourself you're happy if that's what you're determined the goal to be. And maybe you shouldn't be happy. All right? So, you know, what this is about is I don't want you to convince yourself, hey, I know my emotional state is so important. I know I need to be at level 10 to get the most out of every situation, right? I don't want you to bullshit yourself and say that you're, oh, I am sharp, I am enthusiastic, I'm a force to be reckoned with, I show up to every conversation, oh, I'm positive, I know your attitude is everything, and that's just where I am all the time. You know, that's bullshit. Just like you can't be happy all the time, you're not going to be in that state all the time. But again, the reason why I'm telling you to just measure, to monitor, to assess your mental and emotional state of mind is so that you can, not to make it okay if you're in a 6, but not to bullshit yourself and say that you're in a 10 when you're not in a 10. All right? That's not what this is for. What this is for is sometimes just being conscious of your mental and emotional state right before you're about to do something important. Right? And not afterwards. Wow, I could have been in a little bit sharper. I could have prepared myself, you know, mentally. I could have psyched myself up a little bit more before I start. Not afterwards. And during. Sometimes, you know, you start off, you know, really bold and enthusiastic, and then it wanes a little, right? And you can, just by being conscious of where you are before some event in life, some encounter, some situation, whether it's on a job or in your personal life, at a, even at something fun as a party, are you getting the most juice, the most excitement out of this party? What state are you in right before it and during it, right? Are you waning off a little, which is might be normal? I just want you to be conscious of what state you're in, because then you can immediately say, is that the best I can do? Is that the best I can do at this time? Is there more inside of me? You know, it's just a little gut check, because many times when you just admit that you're level 6, you can just whip your shoulders back, shake off your head, open up your eyes, you know, maybe move around, and you can immediately go to a 7.5 just because you made yourself conscious of it. All right, so that's what that's all about. It's about getting the most out of you at every single moment that you can by continually asking yourself that question, what mental and emotional state am I in, and can I kick it up to another level? Right? It's a discipline to get yourself to think that way. It's a discipline to have these questions going in your mind more often than not. And as I push yourself to push you to ask yourself these questions, they'll become more a part of who you are. Right, I do it all the time. I start off, okay, what state am I in, right? I know when it's tailing off a little. It's not like I beat myself, oh, God, you weren't at a 10 all 30 minutes. No, but I can measure myself because I'm conditioned to ask myself, as someone who knows I have so much talent and ability, so a message to share, it comes out of a good place in my heart, I'm a hard worker, all those things, but am I using all those resources, those talents that I have to the fullest? If I drop down to a 6, you know, I need to just be conscious of it so I can immediately at least bring it back to a 7.5. So, you know, that's the message. That's the message. That's how I directly want you to take all of this, right? And again, there's a lot of messages throughout this is, you know, how aggressively do you want to learn this stuff? How aggressively do you want to take charge of your life and feel those feelings and emotions that you really want? You know, how sick and tired are you of the pain of feeling out of control, wondering if I can do this or not, but there's a part of you that thinks you can, that uncertainty. indecision. You know, aren't you tired of that? How aggressively do you want to do something to change that? This is a great start. It's a start. All right. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Put yourself just a little bit further than you thought you could do. Maybe it's you identified your emotional state. You thought it was going to be a downer day. Had yourself out of four. And then you just moved around. You just repositioned your body, which repositioned your thoughts. And you brought it to an eight. And then you said, wow, look at that. Just being conscious. I went from a four to eight immediately just by just being conscious. I can't wait till I talk to Skip during our coaching session. And I tell him I learned that lesson over and over again. And trust me, there'll be lessons that you learn at one level, and then you learn at a higher level 6 months or 6 years later. That's just how this works. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize, feel it, see it, know it, close your eyes, visualize. What's that one thing, material thing, that experience, that feeling, that accomplishment, that achievement that you really, really want that would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner. If you can do it in a couple weeks, that's not what you're doing right here. We want something big and juicy to get you up early in the morning, get you up, keep you up late at night, and always push to that, as close to that level 10 mental and emotional state at all times. Right, you got to do this for months, if not years, to make it happen. What would that get for you? What's that big thing? Visualize that right now. Feel it. If you've already decided upon that back a few podcasts ago, let's make it even more clear, more rich, more detailed in your mind right now. Is what you're doing right now, and I know what you're doing right now, is helping you to the results that you really want. I know that. I know what this does for you. But I want you to get used to asking yourself that question. Is what I'm doing right now really helping me to the results that I really want? And then, what are those results that you really want? Not the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but that result, that Thanksgiving dinner with all, the banquet, the feelings, the emotions, the friends, in addition to the great feast, right? And I don't, if you're new to this podcast, you're listening to this on the More Than Just Muscles, which takes you over to Blog Talk Radio, or you're listening to this on iTunes, which I know many of you are. You might have to go back a few podcasts to get that analogy if you don't know what I'm talking about. What's this peanut butter and jelly sandwiches versus Thanksgiving feast? What's that all about? All right, you may want to, if you're loving this stuff, go back. You know, you don't have to listen to the podcast at that moment, because this stuff is timeless. Right, go back to Morning Connection podcast number 101, or even better than that, go to skiplacour.com, go to the podcast section, and start listening to all of them from number 1 to 100, and then come back over here and go from 101 to 150. All right, not only is this stuff timeless, it can apply to your life now, even though it may have been podcast, 6 months ago. You can listen to the same podcast 4 years from now, and you'll be a different person. You could apply it to your life wherever you are then. Even if there's tons of accomplishments, achievements, and awesome moments that you've experienced over the next 4 years, you can listen to this stuff again and again and again. Hell, you can listen to these podcasts every single month. You'll hear it, and it will continue to peel like layers of an onion, and you'll get more and more out of it. All right, guys, hey, thanks for joining me. Thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, like this on Facebook and social media so all your friends see what you've run into. Help me spread my message, get closer to my vision, create that win-win situation as I'm getting up every single morning and passionately share this with you. And let's make it to times 10, times 100, times 1,000 people who are listening to it right now. All right. I appreciate you liking, sharing, telling your friends, sending them an email, whatever you need to do. Make sure that you're on that Morning Connection newsletter, where we follow up with some just short, precise things to think about every single day. You can go to sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. Get this mental toughness conditioning, MTC, in my Morning Connection newsletter every morning. You'll start your day off another discipline. Hey, keep on keeping on. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.